want to do. Your goals are what you build on and what you develop and push for you to become the best version of yourself. And you've noticed some people that get degrees, they say, okay, I got it for my parents, here's the paper, and I'm going to live my life now.
Yes,
exactly. So those are some of
But all that was time spent.
Exactly.
You know?
Unfortunate.
Corporate Talk, every Wednesday at 10:30.
In six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin. The headlines. UPND launches intra-party elections ahead of April General Assembly. Shiwangandu MP dismisses claims of forming new political party. And DR Congo agrees to take deportees from the U.S. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Mvula. The ruling UPND has officially announced the start of the intra-party electoral process ahead of its General Assembly scheduled for April 15, 2026. Speaking at a media briefing, UPND Chairperson for Elections and Campaigns, Likando Mufalali, said all necessary procedures, including guidelines and regulations, have been put in place. Mr. Mufalali has described the process as open, stating that all positions are available for party members to contest, including the party's presidential position. He has also disclosed that nomination fees have been set at 100,000 kwacha for presidential candidates, 2,000 kwacha for National Management Committee positions, and 500 kwacha for provincial leadership roles, among others.
I want to indicate to you that that process has started, has started, and we are on course. This is an open election. There are no other ways of doing elections in the UPND other than the assemblies. So the assemblies start from the wards, they go to the constituents, to the district assembly, to the provincial assembly, and further the general assembly. And I would want to indicate to you that, as I indicated earlier, the positions are all open, including that of the president. For those who would want to contest or want to file nominations to aspire for the seat of the president, it's open.
Shiwangandu Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongo has dismissed speculations that he has formed a new political party named the Advocates for People's Prosperity APP. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Kampiongo has clarified that he was invited to attend the APP General Conference on behalf of the Tonse Alliance and not to launch a political party. He has since assured that he remains the Member of Parliament for Shiwangandu and a member of the Tonse Alliance. Mr. Kampiongo also said as Parliament resumes, there is need for clarity on whether seats of Members of Parliament who defected from the PF to the UPND should be declared vacant.
dispel the rumors that were circulating over the weekend about me forming a political party called APP. The clear position is that over the weekend, Tonse was invited to go and witness the conference, general conference, which was held by the APP party, Advocates for People's Prosperity. And so, acting on behalf of President Brian Mundubire, who is the president of the Tonse Alliance, and the leadership of the Tonse Alliance, I represented Tonse Alliance in that conference. And the message I delivered to the conference was to invite them to join the Tonse Alliance.
Meanwhile, Lunte Member of Parliament, Mutodre Kafwaya, has urged the UPND to carefully handle emerging internal wrangles and has called on judiciary to ensure that justice is upheld.
This, I can say, has been brought upon UPND by UPND itself. So I expect that the judiciary should dispense proper justice aimed at delivering real justice which can be defended when whatever circumstances actually do, you know, come upon whoever is concerned. Now, I don't know how, you know, UPND is going to go around this issue.
The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy has called on government to urgently engage its Tanzanian counterparts to establish the facts surrounding disturbing videos circulating on social media, allegedly showing Zambian citizens being brutally assaulted by Tanzanian nationals over claims that they are responsible for the mysterious disappearance of male private parts. The center has also urged authorities to ensure the safety and protection of Zambian citizens in Tanzania. Organization Executive Director Clifton Chifuwe has further called for thorough investigation into the alleged involvement of Tanzanian security personnel in one of the videos where police officers are reportedly seen assaulting a victim and later loading what appears to be a deceased body into a police vehicle. He said such allegations, if verified, would represent a grave violation of human rights and international norms.
The insecurity currently being witnessed in Tanzania against Zambians may discourage traders from traveling across the border, thereby disrupting supply chains and negatively affecting local markets that depend heavily on cross-border commerce. Furthermore, if tensions persist, they risk undermining the steady progress being made toward regional economic integration, particularly the operationalization of the African Continent Free Trade Area. We therefore urgently call upon the government of Zambia through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation to immediately engage its counterparts through the Embassy of Tanzania to establish the facts surrounding these incidents.
The Prisons Care and Counseling Association, PRISCA, has expressed concern over delays by government in commissioning the Diana Nalupia Correctional Facility, a specialized institution designed to accommodate incarcerated mothers and their children aged 4 years and below. In an interview, PRISCA Executive Director Dr. Godfrey Malembeka has appealed to authorities to expedite renovation works at the facility so it can begin operations. Dr. Malembeka has warned that the continued delay risks undermining the rights and welfare of children living in correctional environments. He has stressed that once operational, the facility will provide more suitable environment for mothers and their young children, ensuring improved care and protection.
My appeal to the government is, let's open it tomorrow. Let us open that Diana Nalupia tomorrow, because that Diana Nalupia will be a school. That Diana Nalupia will allow the women to get back to school and the children to enjoy their rights. The interest of the child should be protected, and the right of the child, according to the CRC and even our new law, the Children's Code Act number 12, has actually domesticated the international, the UNCR, you know, CRC. So what we want to see is that government needs to speed up that process.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Southern Africa Cross-Border Traders Association says some border towns, including Kasumbalesa and Nakonde, have already begun implementing a 24-hour economy following improvements in border infrastructure. Speaking to Hot FM News, Association Secretary General Jacob Makambwe has attributed the development to the establishment of one-stop border post in two towns, which have improved efficiency in the movement of goods and people across borders. Mr. Makambwe has urged government to sustain support for the initiative, stressing the need